had a view, but it was the belt. Bigger square footage.
It was a belt parking lot, wasn't it?
Oh, well, ish. I mean, but it was a view, you know, outside penthouse view of a doubled square footage. So,
well, that makes sense.
This is a 350 square feet unit.
And the one we set today was 350, right?
Correct. And we set it at 64. It was an inside view. It did not have a view, based on what we could see
from where we were at.
This one does have a view.
How much is the view worth?
The second one.
I mean, I say a typical lake view is worth $10,000. I mean,
no, the second one we're looking at?
No, no, no.
Or you're talking about
number 49. I'm just asking, what's a view worth? Okay. So if we set the one without a view at 64, what's a view worth?
I know somebody that's had their house appraised and they're on the lake right over by the dam, and the appraiser gave their lake view a value of $100,000. That was a table rock right on it, but I just thought that was interesting. But that's side note.
Not the assessor, but the field appraiser.
The assessor did not value that. Just for the record, to be clear, the assessor did not value the lake view.
And that's number 49. What is that one we had? That way?
Number 49, correct. Yeah, that's does have a lake view. So if you took... If you took this 64,
80,000 total. That one there, next page, and then
one
that
one, was and the one we did
earlier. If you want to say 80,
the way I look at it, yeah. I'd say 80,000 because that would be about half of what we've done now.
I think it's 84. I'd give it a $20,000 value on the lake view.
If I was staying in there, I sure would want to stay in one that had a view over there versus an inside.
20,000.
Yeah, that.
What about 20,000? I'll make it 84. You said 80.
84 is fine with me.
That makes it 20,000 more than the one on the inside at 64. What do you think? That way we kind of set a number for it. For the lake view interest.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion we set it at 84. Or did you already do?
No, we haven't. Second.
You have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
We're looking at, was that 49 or 50?
I'm going to nay on that one.
Four eyes.
And I'm going to go with a nay on it also. So.
Okay. I don't have condo letters. You asked Danny on either one of these. And I don't know. I've talked to these people. I recognize the name, but I don't remember the situation. They may be one. Or no, wait a minute. These have got to be nightly rentals, mm-hmm. don't they?
Yep.
Those are the ones that are in the hotel.
You see, if you're staying somewhere,
that's right.
If it ain't worth, if you're an owner, and you can charge it's a lake view. If you're going down and staying somewhere, you're going to pay a lot more.
Yeah.
You're going to pay $20,000 a year for the lake view. It's going to rent out way more than.
No, I get that. The only thing is we'd have some comparables that match up. And an appraisal that, and then I
that's inside though. 64.
Well, I think one of them, well, that one right there sold for 50 this year with a lake view. I just don't know if I went in to list that property,
yeah,
that I would go in at 80. I wouldn't feel comfortable with them listing it at 84, is kind of where I'm coming from. If you had the 64 appraisal on one, to add it maybe 74. I mean, you're not far off.
Look, if I've got it, and I'm buying it for an investment, which they are, you got two of them, and you're going to rent those out, you'll rent the lake view every time versus the inside unit.
Yeah, if you have a repeat person wanting a view, yeah.
Yeah. And they rent them out.
Agreed.
Once,
it increases the value. So the second one, moving on to number 50. I don't know if I have a...
Well, that's right next door to the one that we did at 64.
Is it next door? So is it view as one's, well?
One's 1108, and the other one was 1107.
Is it inside? Because it's right next to the one that we had here. One's 11, one's 12.
Yeah, 1108.
One's 1109.
Yeah.
Well, hey, it sold for whatever reason. It sold for 55. I'll tell you that of you. Our comps are.
Show us on there. It's got a view. They're side by side, 11 and 12. The other one we set at 64. But it may have a lake view, and this one doesn't.
This one does not have a view.
So I'd make a motion to set it at 64.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
There was all five ayes.
Yes.
Five ayes.
Weird looking deal. Five ayes.
Give him a call real quick.
All right.
I don't believe that other person's going to show up.
Show up
Do you know of the property on it?
I'm thinking, Sherry, if you're available, could you slip down here again, please? I'm thinking that reassessed it or got out there and looked at it because they called us out or something, and we've got the value lowered for 17 because it needed to be, needless to say, and I can't fix 16, of course, so she probably appealed to set 16 value at the new 17 value, which is lower. That makes sense.
It fits that corner a lot that I'm thinking.
Hello, is this Mr. Badurski?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I'm Mike Schofield. I'm here in Taney County with the Board of Equalization, and we were looking at two of your properties. And the first one was at 200 South Sycamore Street, a penthouse condominium, unit 907. And it was set at $166,914, and we've set it at $84,000.
Oh, thank you very much.
And your second property was set at $100,858, and we've set it at $64,000.
Okay, very good. I appreciate that.
And you'll be getting a letter from the county clerk explaining everything we've done.
Very good. Mike, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Would be good, probably.
Do you have a number?
Yeah, 880.
Show us a picture of that. I think that's that corner lot.
880-557.
880-5577.
5577.
Yeah, it's a weird looking. This is in Merriam Woods. In 07, it was on at 88,895. 09, it went up to 91,974. In 15, it went up to 96,000. And in 17, for reassessment, we got it on at 79,000. Best I can tell, it hadn't been a BOE.
2009, is there acreage for the lease stuff?
It says two Merriam Woods lots.
New house on?
There is.
Oh, I didn't know there was.
And is it both the lots? Because there's that one little corner one next to it that she owns. So it would just be the one lot?
The parcel number is the house with on two lots.
Okay.
Combined together.
Now.
Good Berry Woods
on the corner. That's right.
Can we get a picture of the house?
I think we got four of them up there if we can get them.
Yeah. This, we've looked at this years
Thank
ago.
Goodness.
Except, it's an odd structure.
Yeah.
We looked at this years ago. I don't know. One of those is.
Does that help or hurt?
That helps. Here.
If it helps anybody, it disclosed. Actually, I had a guy that was coming in town and it sold before they could get to it, but they wanted to buy it. And it sold as a foreclosure for $37,000. That was February 18th of this year.
This property?
As a foreclosure, yes.
Then they combined the two lots to make one, right?
It did sell in 8 days, by the way.
Huh?
8 days. Those two lots have been together for all those years.
Yeah, but it was combined back seven, eight, or somewhere along in there. They came to us because the house is actually built on two lots.
Correct.
And at what was the assessment at that time in 2008 or 9?
Something like $88,000 to exactly in a second.
2009.
91,974.
I'd say everything together is worth $60,000. House probably worth $50,000, land's worth $10,000.
We reassessed it at $79,648 for 17.
And that's what, and basically, I was going to say $80,000 is what I was going to say before you guys even told me that. Because I thought at one point, what's the lowest number that it was assessed at that you have it down there? In 2007 or 2008, they came to us.
$88,895. It looks like in 07 is what it was.
Yep.
They came to us and wanted that combined because the house sat on two parcels. Motion set it at $70,000.
Well,
and we'll have to do, will we have to split it because they came to us and wanted it in two?
It says lots 2 and 3, block 19.
It's already combined. That's what I thought.
So we have a motion to set it at
$70,000.
Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? You said aye. I'm sorry. Motion carries.
Somebody's going to keep
your mind. Did you want to try and call him or just show have it as a no-show?
What's it? Is it Shane? It's got Shane Grady wrote over here, but is it, does Shane own the property?
No, he was
just
he's
the realtor.
He's the realtor on it.
Right.
He was the realtor.
This
so.
Lady's
well,
the one that
the
came to us with the oddball house or 2007 or 8 or somewhere along in there. So.
Did they have an opinion of Value West?
No, just what they purchased it at, $37,000.
Opinion of Value, $50,000 is what they... Is that the right one?
I found that. I don't think it was up there, was it?
You found that?
Yeah.
If Shane's registered as an agent and not to give him a chance to speak to the issue when they've asked for a $50,000 value.
They've put $37,000 purchase price. They did not give an opinion of value.
Oh, that was a different one you were looking at.
But and they were supposed to show up in person. They didn't.
Yeah, they haven't shown up.
Okay, I thought I saw something where they had asked for $50,000, but that must have been a different
one. That was a demo.
Okay.
So I have it as a no-show, and you made a decision. But you can call them if you want to.
And that is a foreclosure sale, which isn't supposed to necessarily count, right?
Correct.
Am I understanding?
As far as value.
You don't consider that as a value on a
you have to consider that it should
these
be